Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to the phones on the line. Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference Podcast Series. It's available on radio.com/Dell. You can check out Michael on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcast. Michael, great to have you on the show. It's always a pleasure to talk. Let's start with Tampa Bay. I saw you talking with McAfee yesterday. How close, I mean, what are you hearing on Antonio Brown? Could he have a landing spot sometime here in the near future?
I mean, I think he's going to have a landing spot, Tipper. I think the reality is that there's a bunch of teams interested. I think the uncertainty with the league office makes it a little bit on the back burner. But, you know, I know Tampa is really kicking tires. I know Tom Brady would love to have him as part of the Tampa Bay receiving corps. And people say, well, they have talent. Yeah. Right. But you put Antonio Brown on the team, it makes everybody better. Just ask Juju Schuster-Smith that question. So, you know, I think Seattle's in it. I mean, he throws every single day with Lamar Jackson down in Florida. So, I mean, you know, the Ravens are in it.
What's going to be the big Okay, thank you, Dibs. What is going to be one of the determining factors, in your opinion, the team that gets Antonio Brown? When you're talking about Seattle, I know we've talked about the Ravens, possibly the Niners, and now Tampa Bay. What is going to be the determining factor that's going to make a team actually pull the trigger?
I think there's legal issues, the off-the-field stuff, what's the commissioner going to do, really looking into the legal files, finding out exactly what he's a part of and what he could be, you know, going down the road, what his future looks like legally in terms of all these cases with the judicial system along with the commissioner's office.
When you look at outside factors such as the behavior in Pittsburgh where he was doing Facebook videos from the locker room and the situation in Oakland where he had the frozen feet, are these things that can be dismissed by Tampa Bay as just situational curiosities, or are they more red flags in your opinion?
Well, I think this, you know, when he spent the 13 days in New England, it was, you know, and those are the 13 days Brady knows of him. And you know, I think everybody in New England, not just Tom Brady, everybody in New England would say he was easy to get along with, he worked hard, he did exactly what they wanted, he was very compliant. So, you know, those 13 days can build a lifetime. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, look, I think when you miss a year of football, you miss a bunch of paychecks, sometimes you change your tune, and I think that might be a good thing for him.
When you refer to it as 13 days, is that a pun on the Cuban Missile Crisis?
No, I like that. You know, it was like the Cuban Missile Crisis, although, you know, there weren't any ships headed for Cuba, I think, and we didn't have to remove missiles from Turkey. But the reality of it is I think, you know, that's what the Patriot people remember. And because of that, you know, there is certainly a sense of love and commitment there in terms of willingness to bring him in. And, you know, he did nothing wrong in New England other than when he went and when he got filed with that other charge by that woman.
Right. Check out the book, Gridiron Genius. Michael Lombardi joining us here on 95.7 The Game. What about the San Francisco 49ers? Deebo Samuel suffers the injury at the players-only workouts in Nashville. Richie James Jr. breaks his wrist as well. They were already kind of young at wide receiver. If Seattle's interested and Baltimore, Tampa, New England, whoever else could be interested, do you see the Niners getting involved in Antonio Brown as well?
I mean, I think Antonio Brown shifts the balance of power in the West. I think if Seattle gets them, they become the favorite. I think if the 49ers get them, they've maintained the favorite. I mean, you know, remember, we're 6 inches away from Seattle hosting the game, right? You know, so that's that line of balance, even though the Niners dominated come playoff time, that little bit of balance that's in that conference, I think, is going to be shifted. And Antonio Brown would make Seattle, to me, an NFC Super Bowl contender immediately. And he would ensure that the 49ers had their place. Now, I think the 49ers, I know John Lynch says they're better than ever, but I think they're going to have to prove losing Buckner that Kinlaw can come in and do what Buckner can do, because what Buckner did was really important for what they do defensively. Because the one thing we learned from the Super Bowl, and let's not forget this, when they get into a man-to-man game in the back end, and I've been saying this for 3 years, it's not going to be good for them if they can't rush the passer.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that Kinlaw has got big shoes to fill. Without a doubt, Buckner was a man-child. I'm 1,000% with you. And we're talking about Antonio Brown. What type of money would he get on the market? Is it a heavy incentive-based type of a contract? And what does those numbers, in your opinion, look like?
I would think it would be heavily incentive. I mean, look, if Cam Newton has to sign for the minimum, I can't imagine somebody's paying. Now, it's all about competition, right? The market dictates the number. So when you have teams competing against one another, that usually tells the story. So, you know, I do think it'll be somewhat it'll be a deal, because I do think once what's going on and what the outlook looks like, then I think people will ante up. Now, remember, we're going to go up in our cap next year. You know, we're not going up in the cap. We're going to come down. So every deal that's done today, and this is why we haven't seen very many deals going forward, is a deal that becomes problematic. The other issue that really no one talks about is if they give a signing bonus to a player today, if you give a signing bonus to a player today and the league for some reason has to miss so many games, the player has to repay that signing bonus back. So that's why we're not seeing a lot of these deals, these high cap number deals, get converted into signing bonus, because the players are saying, I'm guaranteed this money. I don't want to have to pay it back. And if you give it to me in a signing bonus, I do. So there lies another issue.
Does that same thing apply then for Cam Newton and his incentive laden contract? If he's unable to play the number of games because maybe the league doesn't play a full 16, are there things in his contract, or is that just going to be a tough sledding for a guy who had to sign for the vet men?
That's going to be a tough sled. You know, the Patriots have over $90 million of cap room next year, which, you know, obviously we know the cap's going to come down, so that may not always be $90 million, but they've got plenty, so they can take some money and put it in the next year, whereas some of these teams, like the Eagles, they can't do that. And I think the 49ers started to realize this offseason, and that's why I think you saw some of the decisions that they had to make that were beneficial. That's why, you know, if they could get rid of Kwon Alexander, if they could get rid of D Ford, some of those contracts, they're not going to have to get rid of them next year. They're going to have to get rid of them next year because the cap is not going up. Even if we decide to take, say because we don't have fans in the stands this year, it's an $80 million per team cap hit. Okay, and they can spread it over 5 years or 4 years at $20 million a year. That $20 million reduction still impacts a team like the 49ers.
Michael Lombardi, Super Bowl champ, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Big news yesterday, or I should say 2 days ago, Cam Newton to the New England Patriots. Obviously, you're friends with Belichick. You know the organization quite well, having worked there. What's the upside for Newton? He signs the veteran minimum, so some look at it and say, there might not be much left in the tank, but if he's healthy and he's being coached by Josh McDaniels, how far could he take the Patriots?
Well, I mean, if you go back and watch the two, no, everybody wants to talk about 15 when he was the MVP, which he was sensational. But in 18, when you watch the eight games in 18, when he was playing in 18 and they were 6-2 before he injures the shoulder, he was on way to another MVP season. He was outstanding. He was really good. And since then, since he beat Tampa in November of 18, he hasn't won a game. And partly because he's had the shoulder, then he breaks the foot. He breaks the foot in New England last year in the third preseason game and then tries to play the next 2 weeks, and he really can't even pivot off the foot. So that's a real problem. And you know, what I think happened is clearly, you know, he's been hurt. Now he's got to improve himself. He's got to stay healthy. But if he becomes the Cam of 18, which there should be no reason he shouldn't, this really helps the Patriot offense tremendously.
Great stuff. Check out the book, GM Shuffle. Check out the podcast, GM Shuffle. The book is Gridiron Genius. Both will make you smarter. Michael Lombardi with us here on 95.7 The Game. Mike, it's always a pleasure. Say hello to the family. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Tipper. Happy 4th.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.